I have a confession to make. Most Christmas cards bore me. I'm kind of a Christmas card snob. So if you really, really, really want to make points with me, find a card whose artwork draws me in. Find a card that's not just sometimes either stock produced or whatever. Find something that's going to catch my attention and draw me into the art itself. Because it's only when I get drawn into the art itself that I can get drawn into the mystery of Christmas. Most of the time, it's just kind of like, oh, that's cute. Oh, that's nice, you know. But it takes something to draw me into the mystery of Christmas. I'll tell you that I used to, back in the days when I did Christmas cards, back before life unfolded the way that it has the last number of years, I don't do them anymore, but I would spend the whole year before looking for the Christmas card. And then I would send out my Christmas cards to people, mostly where I was no longer, okay? And I'd send the Christmas cards with notes and a letter, and always the letter reflected on the artwork that was in the card. Because to me, I needed something to make me go. I needed something to wake me up. I needed something to say to me, get drawn into this mystery that is Christmas. I'll tell you that I think the world needs to be drawn into the mystery that is Christmas. And not in the way that Madison Avenue has drawn us into the mystery of Christmas. We need to be drawn into the mystery of Christmas in a different way. I'm going to tell you, I do like this particular Jesus, not just because he looks like he's 3 years old, which makes me laugh, okay? But if you look at his eyes, the eyes on the statue sparkle. This is back in the days when they made statues that were not mass-produced, but just kind of, you know, an artist had to finish them off. And if you look in the eyes of this Jesus, these eyes sparkle. Jesus wants to be let out of the manger. Jesus really wants to be let out of the tabernacle. Jesus wants us to take him into the world. He doesn't want to be stuck here in church. Church is for us. We come here to church so that we can get fired up. But Jesus doesn't deserve to be stuck in the church. Jesus doesn't want to be stuck in the church. And so we have to learn with our lives to take him out of the manger and take him into the world. We have to get him out of the tabernacle and take him into the world. That's what we have to do. And unless we're drawn into the mystery of what Christmas is, we can't do that very well. I don't know if you remember back to the beginning of Advent. But for those of you who heard me preach back then, I said, if we can't figure out where we're needy or where we're poor, we don't really have a need much for Jesus to be born in our lives. And I really truly do believe that. It's only when we get in touch with our neediness, and none of us likes to be needy, but all of us are, especially in ways of faith. Unless we figure out what we need from God, how can we ask for it? Unless we know what it is that drives the hungers inside of us, how can we ever get fed? Unless we know, like our ancestors in the faith, the darkness that's part of our lives, how can a light shine in the middle of that darkness that's going to make a difference for us? And so we have to know those things, because if we don't, we can't get pulled more into the mystery. And if we don't get pulled more into the mystery, then what are we going to proclaim to the world? Because I got news for you. In case you hadn't noticed, our world's a mess. I was talking to the folks in the funeral home. 6 suicides in the last 2 weeks. They're just the one set of funeral homes has dealt with. You think we don't have a pandemic of loneliness and disconnectedness and isolation and sadness and feeling like it doesn't matter anymore? Why do you think so many young people are walking away from the church right and left because they don't see among us any real joy. They don't see among us any real reason for why they should come and why they should be here, why they should be with us. And if we can't give them a reason, why should they come? If we don't get drawn into the mystery, we're lost. We're lost. We have to figure out what the mystery means for us. We have to figure out what it means in our lives. We have to figure out why it matters that Jesus was born. We have to be that people that walked in darkness that now sees a great light. We have to be those shepherds who the angels announce great joy to and get so caught up in that joy that nothing else matters, that we run to wherever it is we find Jesus and we pay attention because we know that life is different because Jesus has its place in our lives. And so I'm going to tell you, go get lost in the mystery. Sneak into church sometime, especially in the morning when the sun's coming through those windows and hitting that statue. Look at those eyes. See them sparkle and realize that that's just glass, but the real one sparkled for you. Look through your Christmas cards. Find a winner, I hope. And if you can't, go and look some more, because there's some good stuff out there. But somehow, some way, I beg you, crawl into the mystery that is the Lord who's been born in our midst. The Lord who's no longer a baby. The Lord that grew up and preached and taught. That Lord who suffered and died for us and was raised from death and rose out of the tomb. And because of that, we have life and life eternal. And it will never end for us. There is a reason for joy. And sometimes our faces don't show it at all. And it makes me sad. It especially makes me sad for the world. Only if we're transformed by the mystery will we be able to take Jesus out of the manger and into the world. Jesus and the world are counting on us to do so.